The show is... Diction lessons. Reading lessons. How does Anthony afford them? How does he continue? He doesn't. But boy, wouldn't it be great if he had some so he wouldn't fuck things up all the time, you may ask? Well, there's a great way that you can help make that happen. Patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
Buy Anthony a new mouth.
Can I go 15 seconds? Seriously, 15 seconds without fucking up?
Yeah, we'll ignore history
a little bit
as much as possible,
and then we'll we all get it. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Oh, we love them bird pranks.
Oh, bird pranks. Listen, ain't no animal in the animal kingdom that loves a good prank more than a bird.
It's true. The birds, they love their pranks, and our listeners know that we love the bird pranks, which is why...
Hashtag bird pranks with a Z!
We got hashtag bird pranks up in our subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. Sir Snowman 88 posted this one with hashtag bird pranks. This is a story. True story.
True story.
That happened.
Kids, ask your parents.
Yeah, no kidding. About 80-year-old woman, Barbara Cox was her name. And she was held hostage in her house for 3 days by
some birds.
Hilarious! Oh, classic bird prank.
Classic bird prank.
She saw a dead baby chick in her garden, and she went down to check it out. And here's what she said. She's 80. The next thing I knew...
You don't know that she sounds like that.
This is a recording. We found a recording of her saying...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I never pay attention. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to push play on the recording.
No, go right ahead.
Don't make me pause it again.
No, sorry. Okay.
The next thing I knew, two seagulls...
Did you rewind it a little bit?
Yeah, well, I didn't. I was worried that people would miss it. And now, again, you made me pause.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to... The next thing I
Wait,
knew...
Wait, are we using tape?
Yeah, I always bring my tape.
We do a reel-to-reel for this whole thing?
Well, she's an 80-year-old woman. She only had a tape.
She only had
recording.
A giant reel-to-reel.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That tracks.
And the next thing I knew, two seagulls swooped down on me. And
can you back it up a little bit? I missed the beginning.
All right. The next thing I knew, two seagulls swooped down on me, and one attached itself to my leg. I was terrified. It came down and grabbed me on the leg with its claws. It pecked me and caused me to bleed. I phoned the police and I said, I've been attacked. And they said, by who? And I said, no, a seagull. Can you send somebody pick up the bird? And they said, oh, we don't have the funding for that. That's the story of this woman's
hashtag
play.
Hashtag bird pranks!
These bird pranks, they know the system. They know that there's no funding for bird prank.
Bird, and that's clean the up. Thing. It wasn't a prank. It was a social experiment. This was a social experiment bird YouTube channel that hurts old women to bring attention to the fact that our police systems are underfunded.
That's right.
They also grab people's asses. This is a social experiment YouTube channel.
Hashtag bird thoughts.
Hashtag bird thoughts. Hashtag bird truth. Yeah. Hashtag bird bombs.
Hashtag stay bird woke.
Why?
Well, her theory is that they were defending the baby chick in her garden.
It was already dead. Birds.
I know.
Pay attention.
These birds. I don't know. And guess what?
It was a rubber chicken. That's the thing. It was a bird prank.
It was a bird prank.
It wasn't even a dead seagull. It was just a rubber chicken. And they were like, when this lady comes down, pretend like that's our dead kid.
Okay, Matthew.
Wait, pretend it's our dead kid.
All right, I'm going to leave it right here. Plain sight of her garden.
Oh, my child is dead.
No.
Oh,
woe is
whoa,
me.
Okay, forlorn.
Here she comes. Oh, no. What is this dead chick?
Biter, draw blood. Draw blood.
No, why are you biting me?
Yeah. Hurt her a lot. This is hilarious.
Hey, Matthew, just time out one second.
What's up, man?
I thought we were doing a hilarious joke.
We are.
And, well, you got real aggressive right there.
Did I?
He's super aggressive and angry.
Did we discuss what exactly the joke is?
Well, I thought we were going to pretend that it was our dead
kid.
And we were going to she was going to get freaked out and we were going to be like, I got you, ma'am.
Yeah, totally. I hadn't gotten to the ha got you yet.
No, but you drew blood and you said, oh my God, let's bathe in her blood.
She's got to believe it first.
you got to believe that our baby's dead. But why would you revel in the...
baby was dead and I was like out of my mind with grief.
Uh-huh.
Just follow me here.
Yeah.
I was watching a lot of Inside the Actor's Studio and had a Daniel Day-Lewis.
Your method is...
If I was like out of my mind with grief and this woman approached like my baby's body, of course I would go nuts.
Right.
If I don't go nuts, she's not going to believe it. She's going to be like, oh, this is just another one of them bird pranks that are so popular and famous throughout the world.
Matthew, have you spent the last 3 months caring for and nurturing this rubber chicken to prepare for this role?
Have you not? And that's the thing that I wanted to talk about is you've been kind of an absentee father.
I'm the father now?
We're both the father.
I thought we were just hanging out and doing a quick prank for one day. I got a whole family at home.
This is our kid. Then you're the father for this prank, right?
Well, I know, but I just didn't think that we needed to have 3 months of preparation. I mean, you've been like...
Do you want to do like a really good prank? Do you want this channel to blow up?
I do. I mean, I put a lot of my personal finances into funding and I reached out to all the sponsors.
That's half of it, man. You can't just give money. You got to give effort. Huh. The audience can see when you're not giving an effort, man.
Well,
I was a patron for this podcast, and they didn't upload for like 2 weeks.
Wow, that sounds like dicks.
They're super dicks.
Now, see, those guys I could draw blood from and bathe in it.
Yeah, and it's like...
I would be into that.
Yeah, and it's like, guys, where did you go? What's happening?
I don't know. Those guys sound like assholes.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
You don't want to be like them.
Never.
You want to be a cool prank channel like that prank channel that sexually harassed all those girls.
Right. Okay. No, I'm glad we had this talk, Matthew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's go back. She's still on the ground, writhing in agony.
Yeah, she's bleeding because she's old.
Oh, she's very old.
She's so
old. Her skin is like, it's like tissue paper.
Yeah. Do you know what's funny? Like when weird things happen to old people.
Yeah.
You know, like when old people like... Something crazy happens and they're like, well, my stars are like, rap. Do you think we can get her to rap?
Maybe if we keep eating her.
Yeah, she's bleeding out real fast. If she's going to rap, she better rap now.
I hear rapping is good for pain.
Bird pranks!
Bird pranks! Hashtag bird pranks.
Birds will do this shit, man.
You can't trust them.
There was a woman in California, right here. Well, not
Sunny
right
California?
Here. Sunny California in Exeter, California, 2 years ago.
Exeter. I don't even know where that is.
Exeter is, man, are you going to make me look it up? Because I'm not going to.
Just curious.
it's like in the same area as Fresno.
Oh, so terrible.
Yeah, because this was on the like
middle of the state, which is a lot of nothing.
It's a barren wasteland.
Yeah.
And a really good taco truck in Barstow?
Barstow Family YMCA, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a woman who came home at 8 o'clock one night.
Oh,
and opened her door.
She lives like, large because she parties.
She parties. She was like,
eight o'clock.
Woo! I was out until 8 p.m. She came home, opened her door. Fucking birds everywhere.
Really?
Black swift birds everywhere. Just in her house, hanging out.
How did they get in? They're like, surprise!
Surprise! Bam! 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 And she was like, I was scared because of how they got in and also because they poop a lot when they're scared.
Yeah, I bet. I bet.
And so she opened her doors and like
just
shoot
the birds
out.
Covered with bird shit everywhere.
Yeah, got them all to leave. She comes home the next day at 8 o'clock. Same time. Birds. Another bird party.
Okay.
Every night at 8 o'clock.
Bird party me once. Shame on you. Bird party me twice. Shame on me.
Bird party me 3 times. Well, now I'm interested.
Now you can't.
Now you have my attention.
You can't bird party beat him. You have to bird party join him.
But yeah, every night at 8 o'clock. And then
how do they continue to get in?
I think it was the chimney.
Oh, that's crazy.
I think they got
all the
in
birds
like,
are coming down
like,
the chimney.
Either like a chimney or like some like attic roof like ductway.
Shouldn't have left all that bird feed by the chimney with chair.
Yeah, and she called the police and they were like, "We don't know what to do about that.
We
don't have the funding for this." I love that those people told her we don't have the funding. Not like we aren't equipped to do that. Not like call animal control.
Yeah.
Or this is in England, right? So like whatever. Right. What do you
whatever
have?
Whatever that is.
It's animal control, but with a U.
It's called a lift there.
Yeah. It's a lorry.
Yeah.
Call the lorry.
Yeah. No. That's because Officer Clunkins he submitted the form for more animal funding, and he's real pissed that they got denied.
Yeah.
So he's just going to bring that up every time.
It's just another example of it.
Help, I'm being mugged.
We don't have the funding for it. I tried. I submitted the triplicate.
I'm not being mugged by an animal. I'm just being mugged.
Right. Well, I only have one coffee mug here. We don't have mug funds. We don't have time to have mugs anywhere.
I mean, this is hilarious in are you being served sort of like late 70s, early 80s BBC way, but I'm definitely being like robbed right now.
Robbed, right? We don't have the funds for a robbery. We steal our own funds? That's ridiculous.
See, because then the little fat man is assaulting her.
It's all like, it's all like blustery misunderstandings.
That's how it all
British
works.
British comedy.
Every time.
But I love how it's like, we don't have funding. And then at least in Exeter, they were like, yo, we have no idea what to do about that. Well, what are we going to do? Like, there are birds in my house. Okay.
Yeah.
That sucks.
The thing that
sucks. Do you want us to handcuff them with tiny hand? Oh, I would love that. Tiny bird handcuffs.
That's so many of them, though.
Oh, it would be so hard, but I think it would be worth it. Just to get like all these, just to get 4 and 20 blackbirds like walking in a line into the paddy wagon.
Aww.
That'd be adorable.
Arranged by height.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
You know, that's what that classic bird prank is the one time he's like, hey, you know, Matthew, it was great that we snuck in here this one time and surprised the shit out of that lady and pooped everywhere.
Yeah,
it was super fun.
It was great.
But you know what's going to take it to the next level?
All of our friends.
We do it tomorrow also.
We do it tomorrow.
We do it.
With all of our friends.
Yeah. Everybody's here. And then we do it the next day. And we keep doing it until she literally goes insane.
And like we do like, and like on day three, we bring like a keg. And then on like day four, we just like, we like turn the whole place into a tiki bar or something.
Yeah.
Or like we fill up her car with like styrofoam peanuts.
That's a good one.
Or we start putting poisonous gas in her ducts.
Wait.
So when she sleeps, she's breathing poisonous gas.
She slowly dies,
but she doesn't feel it. Doesn't feel it, Ray.
Matthew,
or on day five, if the gas doesn't get her, if it just incapacitates her, I'd slowly lower a string down as she sleeps.
Okay.
All right? And then I drip a single drop of poison into her mouth her mouth is open when she sleeps.
Did you go to that appointment I made
for
you?
Like in James Bond or Gross Point Blank.
Remember that appointment that I made for you to see that specialist? Did you go to that? Did you talk to that person?
Oh, yeah. I pranked that specialist hard.
No,
real hard, Ray.
I got issues.
I pranked her eyes out
You got
with
issues,
my beak.
Matthew, and I... Oh,
and
boy.
She didn't see it coming. Ha!
I guess she didn't.
She didn't see it coming.
No, I understand.
Oh, bird pranks. Subscribe, comment, social experiments every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
That's why you can't support the Bird Pranks YouTube page, because
I get that it's funny. That's the thing, is like, I get that to a certain audience it's funny, and then to another audience it's shocking, and they watch it and there's like a shock value, like why? But you can't
support that.
You can't support it.
It's just,
you can't support it with your views, you can't support it with your dollars, because those birds, man,
they're
out of control, and they need
dark,
to learn.
Yeah,
just because you can't pretend that there's a lesson, you know what I mean? Just to like make what you do okay. That's the problem with bird pranks.
That is the only problem with bird pranks.
That is the number one, and
that they
also
get so
final.
Dark inevitably.
Yeah, they because birds. Here's the problem with birds: is they're weird and terrible. You know I hate birds, right?
Yeah, I know you hate birds.
You know I hate birds.
This is what
I can't imagine anything a bird does being done without malice. Even if it starts
just
out
flying majestically,
like,
malice,
just to shove it in our face.
Look at you can't do.
Yeah,
humans,
maybe I'll poop on you from here. Maybe I'll swoop down and peck you.
Yeah,
maybe I'll steal like those Australian birds. They're in that season right now, the magpie season. Have you heard about this?
No.
This is like in areas of Australia, there's like a season where the birds just fucking attack.
I thought that was called being in Australia.
That's just called Australia. But Australia is fire season.
Uh-huh.
Dingo season.
Yes.
Spider season.
Yes.
Bird season.
Plague of locust season.
Yeah. They have 7 seasons.
That's right.
And they just get progressively hotter.
The thing
There's no winter. It just gets more and more hot
The thing that's fucked up is the seasons actually overlap there.
Yeah.
They don't have a clear delineation point.
It's real messed
up. Locust season is fire
season.
They
also don't have a clear delineation between day and night, good and evil,
no.
Right and wrong.
That's right.
Real and unreal.
It's all up for grabs in
Australia. It's a hellscape. But there is literally, I think it's magpies or minas or something like that, where the birds just swoop down at joggers and cyclists and just attack them to the point where people put on helmets with fake eyes in the back of their heads.
Nice, smart.
So they look like, good job, Australia. Kind of like that thing that we talked about with the lions. So like the birds don't come down at them. Doesn't always work.
You gotta prank the bird. You gotta prank the bird. Back, that's what you do. You got eyes in the back of your head prank.
Double prank.
You go inverse, reverse prank.
Yeah.
That's the only way to fight it. You gotta fight prank with prank. That's what I always say.
That's why we have bird hunting season. Prank, the final prank.
That's right. You just got final pranked.
Sick final prank, bro.
I love what the city council...
I found this YouTube channel that's called The Final Prank. But I think it's just snuff films. No, is there a way to report this?
Yeah, you should definitely report that.
Because I've
never go to that.
I think these are real deaths.
If you watch those, you are on a list. It's not good. You do not want to go there.
I'm scarred forever.
No, don't do that.
But to be fair, they got these people pretty good.
Did they really?
I mean,
it's
the goodest you can get people.
The final prank.
The final prank.
The city council for Brighton, in reference to this 80-year-old woman's horrible 3 days locked inside her house, afraid to go out because of the seagulls, said, we receive many inquiries about seagulls and have advice on our website.
Oh, you send the 80-year-old woman.
Just have her to Google it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Google seagull.
We dropped hard candies. We dropped hard candies and really soft breads at her doorstep every morning for her to eat. We left her coffee nips and Werther's Originals.
We thought that would be enough.
To sustain her until such time as the birds go away.
And she said, delicious, I'll just open the door and get out.
I got a whole tuft of her hair, Ray.
Jesus, Matthew.
I got a whole tuft of her hair. I'm going to make part of my nest out of this hair. You will always be around me.
Why do you want to
sleep? We are part of each other now.
I don't like this.
Oh, bird pranks, am I right up top?
Okay, right here.
Guys, have you ever been a victim of a bird prank? We'd love to know.
If you haven't, you will soon.
You will
be. That's just statistically the truth.
On a long enough timeline,
yeah,
the final prank happens to us all. And it will, statistically, it will come by bird.
Exactly. But, that is just science.
But if there's ever been a time that you have been, you've been the victim of a bird prank, we would love to hear about it.
Oh my God, I would love to hear about it so much.
You can either comment on this story's submission on our Reddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. You can send it to us on Twitter. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
Of course, the hashtag for this is bird pranks with a Z.
With a Z!
And here's a great thing you can do.
Yeah.
Why don't you head to iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm there in my mind.
Okay. Go there in your memory palace
now. Oh my God, it's so beautiful there.
Okay.
Yeah.
iTunes is beautiful in your memory palace? Really?
It's why
that might be the only place where iTunes has ever been beautiful.
That's just true.
Go to this show. Rate it 5 stars.
Ooh.
Rate it 5 stars. I'm not going to waste the time to ask you to rate 5 stars if you think it's worth it. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
I want a 5-star rating.
That's all that matters is the 5-star rating.
It doesn't hurt you to do it. There's no reason not to.
Think of it as your own little bird prank.
They're going to, if you hate the show, bird prank, I gave it 5 stars. If you love the show, bird prank, I gave it 5 stars. You may not understand that one. It's a thinker. They're going to ask you to write a review?
Yeah, you don't need to do that because no one really cares. We are the only people that read those, so who cares?
Yeah, so what we want you to do instead is just write about a time that you were the victim of a bird prank. Five stars, bird prank story. We love you. We'll see you next episode.